From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. From Washington today, new help for victims of Katrina. The government says it will give some evacuees debit cards worth $2,000 to help them get by. And President Bush asked Congress for an additional $52 billion for relief efforts. The EPA warned that the floodwater in New Orleans is so contaminated that rescue workers and residents should try to avoid contact with it.
Inside the city, police, fire, and rescue workers are facing another big problem, fire, as they continue evacuating thousands of people who haven't left. And as NPR's Philip Davis reports from New Orleans, those who won't go voluntarily may be removed by force.
At Harrah's Casino downtown, which is now being used as a police staging area, officers were busy figuring out how to organize the day's rescue efforts.
We got to start deploying. If you could just stand over there, but please let us get our boats. We got to get boats in the water. We got to get trucks in the water, please. Please.
And Police Chief Eddie Compass was figuring out how to implement the mayor's decision to turn up the heat on residents who don't want to evacuate. Compass said he agreed with the mayor, but the department's first priority hadn't changed.
We still have tens of thousands of people to evacuate. That's what you don't understand. Do you see this map? Do you see how many people we're trying to get? I can't use my force to fight to break people in the cause. We got people that's looking for help, that's waving for help, that's still inside homes that haven't eaten. And how many days? How many days is it going to
come back?
How many days?
I don't know. 10, 12, I don't even know.
I mean,
how many days.
Exactly. So this is what we're trying to do.
That seemed at odds with the mayor's proclamation, but later on at a joint briefing on the steps of a darkened city hall, the chief said it wasn't so.
There's no disagreement between the mayor and I. Once all the voluntary evacuees are evacuated, then we will enforce the mandatory evacuation. We'll use the minimal amount of force necessary to evacuate people out this city to safety.
It's been a day in which city, state, and out-of-state officials seem finally to be moving toward a unified response to the crisis in the city. Across the river in a neighborhood called Algiers, firefighters from around the country have set up a mini-city from which to launch relief efforts. Fire Chief Charles Parent said that was a relief because the city has now been hit by a rash of fires, caused, he said, by human negligence and live power wires.
Yesterday we had 15 fires. We had 1-4 alarm, 1-2 alarm, 10-1 alarms, and we had 3 that were inaccessible only by helicopter drops, which we coordinated through our office. We had 111 gas leaks yesterday. And since we've started tracking, we had 57 major fires around the city.
Indeed, just blocks away from the assembled top-ranking officials, firefighters were battling a blaze at the corner of Julia and Magazine Street. As you can imagine, with thousands of firefighters massing in the city, the response was pretty quick. Within minutes, 5 fire trucks had surrounded the building, and firefighters from all over the country had swarmed inside, throwing out smoking debris. Tom Lambui, a firefighter who had come all the way from the Bronx, said it was an old warehouse building located behind a city fire department supply depot.
There's a whole bunch of stuff, tires and everything back there, so who knows. We used 2 lines and we put water on the fire and went out.
Another sign that things are a little better these days. The fire hydrants have started working downtown. Philip Davis, NPR News, New Orleans.